This is wild. The new ultimate difficulty that releases in Destiny 2 with the Ash and Iron update has a modifier called Extinction, which is that all players only have one singular life. So basically, if you die, you're dead. No revives. This was a modifier that will be added to Fireteam Ops, and it goes along with another modifier called Pressure Cooker, which is finish under the time limit, or you get kicked to orbit. So either go fast or go home. No loot for you. The ultimate difficulty will be unlocked for anyone after you've achieved 451 power. And it sounds like it'll be pretty brutally hard. Now, obviously, all of these modifiers are optional. So if you find them to be too difficult, you don't have to put them on. You just choose to put them on if you can handle them. And they do come with a hefty score bonus, meaning that you'll get a higher rank of your loot when you do clear the activity. And Bungie is highly incentivizing and pressuring the Destiny 2 players to jump into Fireteam Ops with the launch of Ash and Iron, adding some new activities into it and reprised activities as well, and an increase to power drops. Right now in Destiny 2, everyone is down in the mines of Caldera, grinding nonstop, and it has turned the game into an antisocial game. It's a big problem for Destiny 2. So they're doing a dramatic 180-degree turn and pushing the players to play together inside Fireteam Ops. How do you feel about the new modifiers, Pressure Cooker and Extinction? Myself, personally, I think it's pretty cool to have some hardcore modifiers out there to add a little bit of challenge to Destiny 2. And keep in mind that there will be matchmaking with these modifiers, so be weary of loading in with random blueberries that die in the first minute, shoot one rocket at their own feet, and then you have to carry them throughout the entirety of the activity.